Piers Broadside's coming at you, the February 17th, 2002 show. Hang in there and stay close. Who owns a land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Could it be 90 million dead Indians? Who owns the land? Could it be 6 million Jews? Who owns the land? Is there a connection? Who owns the land?
Was awoken by a man with a handgun. He's got a book of rules that says I ain't got no right to sleep. This morning I was awoken by a man with a handgun. He's got a book of rules that says I ain't got no right to be. Who owns the land? Who owns the land?
And welcome to Bathrop's Piers Broadsides, the February 17th, 2002 edition. We got 3.5 hours here right in front of us. Our phone number is 427-3772 in case you wish to add your voice to the harmony or the cacophony or just speak out as you wish. I'm your host, Robert Norris, and we have no specific guests today. We have a lot of territory to cover because for the last month I've been busy with my tape recorder on the streets, and unfortunately, police and merchants have also been busy privatizing public spaces or making those decisions and preparing that process largely behind closed doors, though it was passed on January 8th that Sushi Now Cafe and Alibaba's Cafe would essentially take over the planter area, currently a public space, which is the hangout of a number of young people and other folks, I'm not so young, who apparently are considered a pain in the butt by Matisse Selman, the owner of Sushi Now, and Ali Ka, the owner of Alibaba's Cafe. And that's a it's been a long-standing situation down there in terms of the young people gathering there at what I've called Hippie Planter, kind of the move from Hippie Corner at Cathcart and Pacific 4 or 5 years ago, when the Downtown Association again took all these measures to get rid of the youth crowd and the Food Not Bombs folks and the Feed the People organization that was up there, and the folks who were in essence using the public spaces, guitarists, street jewelers, musicians, performers, homeless folks, just folks hanging out, contributing, I think, very colorfully, and whether colorful or not, certainly as a matter of right to the scene here in Santa Cruz. And they were moved away by a variety of devices, ranging from the Real Change, Not Spare Change, Let Them Eat Paper hoax program, where the Downtown Association gave out little cards encouraging everybody to be stingy and give no money to panhandlers because they only use it for drugs, don't you know? And then there was the plant little flowers along the side of the fence, which is now the townhouse Taqueria Vallarta on the corner. It was then a large undeveloped fence area, which had been Ford's parking lot and then the farmer's market after the earthquake. The flowers were intended to provide a pretext to give the police a chance to harass and arrest people or cite people or move people on for sitting down there. Flowers were largely a failed experiment. But, of course, they can't use the downtown ordinances. The law is passed by Scott Kennedy, Mike Rotkin, and that crew of city council ne'er-do-wells, seat warmers, revolving chair council people. The downtown ordinances make it illegal to sit down on the sidewalk 10 feet from any storefront door or window, even if that storefront is closed or even vacant, and that has been recently been enforced a lot up and down the street, particularly at the Cooper House, where musicians have been getting the hassle for playing in alcoves, even when those areas are closed, where people eating with the Potter's Wheel Sunday food distribution, which happens in the late afternoon. That's great food. I guess Dennis Adams, his name is, comes in from Watsonville and gives out this these two big buckets of soup and socks and bread, and the soup is both vegan and has meat. You have two different soup buckets, so you can kind of choose what you want. And he himself does an interview, which I think I played last week, which talked about, he did an interview with me, which talked about how he was saddened and angered to see the hosts telling people who were eating his soup they couldn't sit down near a building that was not just closed, not just vacant, but had never been occupied because of the downtown ordinances. Meanest city, well, one of the seven meanest in the country, one of the two meanest in California. That's what the National Law Center for Homelessness and Poverty's report, Illegal to be Homeless, said about Santa Cruz. Meanest. And that's not good. And it needs to be dealt with. We're not talking about the people. I don't think the people are the meanest. I think what we got are the politicians and the power structure and the police and the law enforcement agencies are ruled by this mentality, which is however good an individual officer may be, however compassionate a particular Parks and Rec official may be, however well-intentioned a council member may be who does nothing because she or he thinks that they haven't got the votes or they have to pay more attention to the merchants or the conservative, dare I say, bigoted residents than to basic human rights concerns. No matter how well-intentioned those folks are, the fact is that the reality is that for people on the streets and for people outside, it turns into a meaner, harsher, and ultimately more life-threatening climate for people. And that, I think, really is something that not only should we concern ourselves, and it's something that I and other activists do concern ourselves with. We do a kind of a series of projects with a group called HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. We meet every Wednesday at Baker's Square and brainstorm the situation or do what we can. But I think that really what we need to do is start looking at a more sort of organized gathering together, a collection project designed to show specifically the kinds of social and economic cleansing that are going on. We're not just talking about Sushi Now and New Leaf Market, which are, I'm sorry, yeah, New Leaf Market is, of course, the market in front. Sushi Now, New Leaf Market, and Alibaba's Cafe. New Leaf is not specifically called, of course, for privatizing the sidewalk, but as I told them in a letter which I delivered to them yesterday, they've done nothing to stop it. They're the largest store there. they should have had something to say about it. If they're taking away the Jews from outside your building, and you say nothing, then you're a complicitor. And I suppose you might say, well, if you were living in Nazi Germany, you'd have to risk, you know, being arrested by Nazi goon squads if you said something. Well, maybe we're at the point right before that, or maybe we're at a point where you have to speak out anyway. I don't say we are in a Nazi Germany situation in quite that way, but I think that the same process of cleansing the gypsies, driving away the homeless, incarcerating the mentally ill for their own good, all this sort of thing, which is seems to be the push in various parts of the country, and even California, and even in Santa Cruz, you have the push to eliminate the youthine from the downtown area. And it's not just from, by the way, in front of New Leaf Market, which will be closed to anybody who doesn't pay money to sit at a cafe. It is up and down the mall in terms of harassment of musicians and street jewelers and homeless folks and performers. But I've got a commission from the Downtown Association's social and, what's it called, economic and social issues, social and legislative issues. It's a committee of the Downtown Association, which met last week, or actually 2 weeks ago. And they had a, first it was supposed to be a club meeting, then I heard that it was an open meeting. I'm still trying to get some confirmation. They finally sent a copy of the minutes, which is somewhat garbled in transmission, so I'm going to have to get a better copy. But they have a reference to the fact that they're not just going to drive folks away from Hippie Planter, but they're going to observe where the young people go, where those folks go who are mostly young, and then cite them wherever they go, if necessary. Something to those effects. I'm going to actually read this flyer later on. I invite you to call into the show if you have thoughts on any of these issues. 427-3772 is the phone number, 427-FRSC, Free Radio Santa Cruz. I also want to announce that, as far as I know, the station is still looking for a place to go. The current location, a top-secret location, I might add, of Free Radio Santa Cruz is apparently, we need a new one, and we got to go somewhere else, so we're looking for help. If you like these programs, if you like my program, which happens twice a week, today and Thursday, 6 to 8 in the evening, if you like other shows like Phil Free's Resist Locally, if you like From the Cream to the Dregs with Uncle Dennis, if you like the Daily Earth First News, or the very well-put-together Democracy Now! That we pass on, thanks to the V-Man and others working on that, and Skidmark Bob. If you like Counterspin, and you like Ann Simonton's show on Media Watch on Tuesdays, I can't name them all. I'm just sort of running through a few that I remember or that I see in front of me. Great Leap Forward, John Malkin, on Wednesdays at 6:30. Lots of good stuff, and I really apologize to people I don't mention. You're going to lose all that unless we find a place for the station. So if you have any ideas at all, the station pays for itself. We don't insist on charity. We're looking for a place to go. So give us a call at 427-4523. That's the Free Radio Santa Cruz voicemail, 427-4523. And we will be very grateful to get any tips or hints or ideas that you might have. This is a very important station. It's a very important public service here in Santa Cruz. It's become increasingly sophisticated and deeper and broader as we've proceeded over the years. We broadcast without a license. We broadcast without apology and without permission and without bowing and scraping and without asking the prior censorship of Bush or Davis or Crone or anybody else. Even Norse doesn't get to red pencil this stuff. So Free Radio Santa Cruz, it's your radio station. Help save it. 427-4523 is the voicemail. If you want to call in and talk, again, the number here is 427-3772, 427-3772 for the on-air line here in the studio. I'm your host, Robert Norris, and I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours, and actually a little bit more than that. Let's listen to a few interviews and a little music, mostly from a couple of weeks ago. Let's see, the exact date of this was Actually, it looks like this was back in January, so this is almost a month ago, but the issues are still relevant, and I'm going to interrupt the tape from time to time to talk, and I'm also going to interrupt for your phone calls. If you call in, we'll talk briefly off-air, and then I'll stop the tape if you want to make some comments, and we'll go on-air. So, looks like we have a call even before that happens. Let's take this phone call. Well, we'll do the tape, and we'll take the phone call off-air, and we'll perhaps go on-air with it.
Police officers walking down the street here, observing the scene. Two and one CSO, actually, to be specific. And I'm tailing these cops in sort of an impromptu cop watch in order to get a sense of how they're treating the public, what's going on here. Taking a peek here, and looks like a citizen police contact of a sort. Aha! A small child in a baby carriage is being given it looks like some kind of a sticker or something. I don't know quite what's going on here. And better that than a ticket, that's for sure. So. Well, it looks like sort of a junior G-Man badge that's being offered here. Observe the police patrol. Here we have one of these criminal guitarists in the Alco. So we're strolling down the avenue with him to keep an eye on what exactly is going on. Heard a lot of complaints about harassment of musicians and people around Hippie Planter, and hopefully this is not actually going on a Saturday. Here on the Pacific Avenue Garden Mall, we're passing Silly Willie the Clown, a man making a lot of balloon figures, and coming up on another clown. But they got clowns all over town here. The infamous Mr. Twister, who's been, he was famed for successfully fighting the Feed Your Meter ban that went on. He's here in front of the Jackson's Shoe Store. And here we have a singer. And are we singing here on the street? This is Free Radio Wants to Know.
Yes, we are singing.
Cool. Well, don't let me stop you. Proceed.
All right. Any requests?
What do you suggest? What are you good at?
I like jazz.
Give me a jazz tune that talks about the street scene, if you can.
The street scene. The way you walk down the sidewalk, you are strutting your stuff. Bum-ba-dum, everyone seems to stare at you. No, no, they just cannot get enough. The way your scarf, it flies. It flies with the wind. The way you look tonight, it helps the state that I'm in.
Whoa. And your name, singer?
Hi, my name is Hannah Rifkin.
And are you looking for work as a singer?
Yes, I am. Please, please.
How can people reach you if they want to get you, in fact, a job?
I would say a phone number. Also, I'm at the Saturn Open Mic Night every other Tuesday.
Okay, and what time is that?
That's at night, usually around 8:30 or 9.
And again, your name is?
Hannah, and I'm looking for, I do singing telegrams. Anybody wants me to go to their door, I will do it. Bring flowers. It's very romantic.
What do you charge?
I was thinking $20. Okay. $25.
Or $50 if possible, actually.
No, whatever I could get, basically. Yeah.
And do you want to give a number where people can reach you?
Yes. It is 429-5534.
429-5534 for Hannah.
And I also sing rock, which I'm better at. I'm better at rock.
Well, we'll hear a little rock now from you. Go ahead.
All right. I'm thinking. Okay. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you well, it dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You'd better find somebody to love. That was a little scratchy.
That was, it's some punch to it, I think. Thought that was good. So if you want to hook up with Hannah, pay for a little singing, again, give a call to
429-5534.
Are you outdoors or are you indoors these days?
I'm indoors these days, but I'm moving probably pretty soon, so I'm sure my old number will forward my new number.
Now, are you a professional singer prior, or you've been doing other work?
I have been paid in the past. I don't know if that qualifies me as a professional, but I mean, I hope to make my living off of singing.
Is this the main kind of work you do, or do you other kinds of work?
Well, I'm working on getting a waitressing job, and I'm also a student at UC Santa Cruz, studying Italian and Spanish.
For those who wish to teach, maybe exchange skills.
Or just want to talk some Italian, I'm there. I love to.
Español, posiblemente.
Sí, posiblemente español también, pero mi piace l'italiano al meglio. What's your name?
I'm Robert.
Robert, it's nice to meet you.
Also known as Bathrobes Pierre.
Oh, wow, that's a great name.
Well, thank you.
Is that your given name?
No, that's what I do when I walk around with my bathrobe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like the bathrobe. It's nice.
Well, I wear it in order to emphasize the criminalization of the homeless, because they're not allowed to sleep at night, you see.
Oh, that's kind of strange.
As a political message.
When else would you sleep?
Somewhere else and sometime else, according to our city fathers and mothers.
I see. Yeah, it's definitely a dilemma that is forever in Santa Cruz, and I think forever will be.
Now, I see a couple of dollars in your tin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty shitty.
How's it been going today?
Pretty shitty.
How many hours have you been out here?
About a half hour, 45 minutes.
And you've made?
I've made $2.50.
So you're actually doing $5 an hour, which frankly is five times better than everybody else on the block. So I think yes.
Wow, you know, I guess it just matters. I used to actually live in Santa Barbara, as a matter of fact. There I used to make pretty good fucking money. Here, not so much. But that's okay. It's still fun, and I still like.
How does Santa Barbara compare with Santa Cruz for other, like, any harassment from police or?
Oh, it's totally different. It's a good place to not have a place to live because it's extremely beautiful. And it's a very rich town, so you often get donations.
We're talking Santa Barbara.
We're talking, like, people who have a lot of money.
Right.
But we're also talking people who will give you dirty looks and be total jerks to you.
This is in Santa Barbara?
Yes.
What about Santa Cruz? How long have you been up here?
Since September.
And how has it been treating you?
I like Santa Cruz. I like that everybody's really friendly and nice. I don't always believe that it's an honest niceness. I think it's a peer-pressured niceness, but I will still take it in. It's better than everybody being mean, you know? But I like it. I wish it was a little bigger.
Now, you're an attractive young woman.
Why, thank you.
Well, what can I say, man? I mean, I'm an attractive older man.
You are an attractive older man.
Do I get a hug?
Yes.
All right. She puts her hugs where her mouth is. How have you been experiencing Santa Cruz vis-a-vis Santa Barbara in terms of how you're treated as a woman?
Oh, I would have to say that guys treat me better here. In Santa Barbara, it's more about having sex with you and then leaving you, which I did not participate in, by the way, but I could have.
Wait a minute, I've got some very interesting offers to make you.
That's great. Thanks, that's nice. But here it seems as though everyone is taken. So that makes it a little difficult for me.
Well, are you very selective in your?
I don't know. I mean, I'm selective enough. I don't think I'm, like, particularly selective.
Are you picky?
I don't think I'm more picky than anybody else. I mean, I'm picky enough. I don't want to, like, just whatever.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry.
I'm not going to go with anybody. I mean, if I really, you know, wanted a boyfriend, I could get one. But I'm not, like, going
to
do that.
Do you prefer the milieu up at the university to the street scene down here, or vice versa?
I prefer the university.
Because
Just nicer people. I don't know. I just like it better, I guess. I don't really like downtown Santa Cruz that much.
Well, what are you doing down here?
I'm trying, like, do some stuff.
Why don't you do this up at the university?
You know, I never thought of that. I wonder if they'd kick me out for that. But I don't think I really. That's an interesting. I'm gonna think about that. I'm also gonna make some flyers soon for my singing telegramming. Which, please, Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm sure I will have no date, and I will be free to sing for you, your date, and she will love you and think you're romantic and really cool and great.
A final singing farewell, if you don't mind.
Okay. Oh, geez, all this pressure. Okay, I'll do a little. Because, how about something I wrote? So you are an acrobat. How do you, I ask, touch yourself like that? So you are this big rock star, every day surpassing your own self by far. So what? They have seen this before, but who's to judge anyone? Why must we keep a score? That is entitled So What. That is just the first verse.
A writer as well as a singer. Thank you, Hannah.
And a lover and not a fighter.
I'd like to hear more about that.
I would appreciate not getting any weird phone calls.
There you have it.
Only
professional ones. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that just
so we're here at Hippie Corner, or the New Leaf Market Planter, what you will, and the sounds you hear are classical music designed to educate the young people.
Being blasted at us, even though we don't like it.
Your name, sir?
My name is Justin.
And Justin, were you here last night?
Yes, I was here last night.
What happened last night?
A whole lot of chaos.
Tell me about it.
Just people not appreciating us being here and not having no respect for life.
And what specifically happened?
What specifically happens is that people are bored with their lives, so they use us as scapegoats to come down and to work out problems within themselves instead of going and seeing a counselor.
Thank you.
Let me take them.
And you're listening to interviews on Free Radio Santa Cruz from about a month ago. We have a phone line open in case you want to tune in at 427-3772. I'm your host, Robert Norris. And we're going to be covering a number of topics, mostly catching up, though, with what we've been up to. And been up to a lot. A couple of quick announcements on upcoming events. There's going to be a meeting of the Progressive Federation, which is a group of individuals concerned with many issues ranging from the sleeping ban to the war in Afghanistan to rape here in Santa Cruz to other civil rights issues as well. Kind of a broad-based group. They're going to be actually having a convention soon, but they have a weekly meeting. They had quite a turnout last week, at 20 or 25 people in the room. It's room 22, the Veterans Hall, second floor, at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. And that's tonight, actually. So come on if you'd like. You can also get more information by leaving a message at 429-8012. I believe that's the number to call. Ask for Greg, 429-8012. Then on Tuesday, there is one of the forums coming up that a member of the Federation is working on, and I'm actually going to be one of the speakers at the forum. The forum is on the sleeping ban and rent control, and that's, and again, in room 22, Vets Hall, second floor, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And it doesn't conflict with the usual city council meeting, which, because city council meeting is every second and fourth Tuesday, and this is the third Tuesday of the month, I believe. And sleeping ban and rent control speaking will be Michael Schmidt, candidate for supervisor of the 3rd District, as well as homeless activists, myself, Becky Johnson, video journalist, Donna Dice, who is also head of the Tenants' Rights Union of Santa Cruz, as well as an activist of different stripes. And folks are invited. I think it's a $5 to $10 donation turned away, so you haven't got any money. Come on down and check it out anyway. Again, that's 7 o'clock Tuesday, day after tomorrow. Room 22, Veterans Hall, second floor. Let's see where we're at here. Let's again remind you that we are streaming on the web at microradio.net, www.microradio.net/FRSC. That's for Free Radio Santa Cruz. And check us out.
John, who wants a plan? The homeless are a problem for only one reason. A president raises a question. Who wants a
Lance, who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Could it be 90 million dead Indians? Who owns the land? Could it be...
I understand that you guys are not happy with this. These chanties that are coming out of the loudspeakers?
Hell no.
No, no, no. Not happy at all.
Sucks.
It sucks.
I think they're trying to pull a Noriega on us or something.
They're trying to drive us insane.
They're trying simply to educate you in the ways of classical music. Actually, that's not even classical music.
Educating us on this shit, I think more people listen to this and pull out Uzis and shot everybody.
I like classical music, but this shit is like bad. Not very good at all.
If I had a baseball.
I know.
You're looking, you're eyeing the loudspeaker up there.
Yeah.
Yes. The baseball would definitely take care of that speaker.
Were either of you here last night when the incidents happened or not?
No, we left early.
We left right before it happened.
Yeah, like maybe half an hour before.
Maybe you can point me out to someone who was here. Give me a description of what happened last night.
Actually, I think how it started was someone was playing music. It was Christian music and,
with a guitar?
No, with, like a tape player or whatever. And, it was like Christian rock music. And, the cops came and asked him to turn it off. And he told him no.
Now, was this other music blasting from the side?
Yeah.
He was competing with the blasting music.
Yes.
Did a police officer to turn off this music?
Not at all. Just the Christian upbuilding music they asked us to turn off.
Have you gone into New Leaf and...
And this, of course, refers to an incident that happened about a month ago where police, apparently a significant number of police, at least six of them by the accounts I got from other witnesses, demanded this man turn off his Christian music. He refused. They stayed around and sort of eyed and glared and stood about, but made no arrests and did nothing else that was specifically other than sort of the silent standoff, from what I heard from other folks. And what we had here were dueling music. There was music from the Christian boombox, and then there was music from the Get Rid of the Hippies classical musical warfare approach being used by the Redevelopment Agency, which apparently is giving directions to the hosts out of which center the music is played, and it's piped down to speakers right above Juice WRLD and New Leaf Market to discourage the guys there from hanging out, the men and the women from hanging out there. And it hasn't been terribly successful. It has, however, resulted in complaints from other people, other store owners, like the workers in Cottontails, and we're going to play that later in the show. Let's hear a little more of this interview. What happened at this point, rather than talking about the incident that happened the previous night, which was, I believe, a Saturday night, 4 or 5 weeks ago, they determined to, well, you'll hear it on the tape.
That they turn this music off?
No, actually not yet.
I'm down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's the community people down there. The
host is actually playing this music.
Yeah.
Really?
That's who's doing it.
Okay. Well, I will go in and make a formal request if you'd like that this music be removed. Otherwise, we consider it to be unreasonable noise.
We'll be a lot nicer people if they let us play our music too.
Exactly.
Well, actually, what we need is a delegation from this group to go and ask them to turn it down or turn it off.
He just walked away
even
from us.
Even turning it down would be fine. It's just so loud.
Well, would you be willing to...
The law, it's supposed to be 16 feet away.
I don't know if there is an actual
wall out here.
Yeah, there's
They
a
want to give us a $10 ticket.
15 feet.
You have to be 10 feet away from a building.
Well, I can hear that all the way down the block.
Right? It's not that what you can hear, it's the volume, whether it's unreasonable noise at this time of day. That's the question.
Yeah.
But I think it's appropriate for you to file a complaint about it. You can file a complaint. Well, you have to be willing to sign your name to that ticket. Would you be willing to do that?
Pretty much. I don't mind.
Well, let's go do it. Let me find out. Let me actually call two people.
Everybody, announcement. How many people want to sign a complaint about this music? All right. So, if you want to sign a complaint, would you be willing to sign your name to a complaint? That's the question.
I'm going to take care of it tonight.
I see. Well, I'm offering to go into the hosts and with a number of people who want to sign a complaint, if anybody's up for that. Okay, if anybody wants to come, we'll go down and do that now. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go take a look. Let's see if they're open. Let me get the names of the people who want to sign a complaint. Your name, sir?
Justin Squires.
Your name?
Janelle Kilmer.
Your name, sir?
Patrick Gilbert.
Your name?
Adam Robertson.
Your name?
You gotta do it over here.
So we're approaching the Downtown Information Center, hospitality program in operation. It says they'll return at 4:30. It looks like Terry's here. Hey, Terry.
Hello.
Got a few people want to talk to you.
Okay. Keep your cord out.
Actually, the recorder is on.
Keep your cord outside.
Sir, no problem. Oh, this is a public place.
Keep your cord outside.
Anyway, these folks want to make a... it's cold outside, Terry. We'd like to talk inside.
So I don't talk to him because he lies on his tape.
We're all together as a group. This is being recorded. If you don't want to take it, that's fine. This is a public complaint.
Give us a ticket for the exact same thing the other day. What is these little yellow cards?
These are about the host. I think they want to make a police complaint, Terry. Is that what you want to do, folks? Make
this
complaint to the police department about unreasonable noise?
And a little background. I had led several folks into the host's headquarters, and host Terry Butler, who several weeks later we were actually able to file a complaint against, but not on this occasion, was first of all saying he didn't want to talk because we were tape recording, and I said, well, that's all right. We want to file a complaint. We want a tape recorded record of it, as we do. And he then pointed to a little yellow card, which I think may still be at the host's headquarters, which, by the way, for those who don't know, is the small office next to the Del Mar Theater, the newly reopened Del Mar Theater on Pacific Avenue, about a quarter of a block from New Leaf Market and the hippie planter area, as I call it, or the community planter in front of New Leaf Market, that is due to be fenced off. There were a number of us in the office trying to make this complaint. We referred to this little yellow form, which was actually wasn't even a form. It's a little card you send in to city council, which says these are the problems downtown. I think it even has a stamp on it. And it seems to have been designed, actually I learned later, probably by the Downtown Association in order to sort of mount the pressure on city council to, quote, do something about the undesirable transient element, ute, homeless, youth, street people, quote, problem. Although it didn't specifically say that. It has a somewhat neutral tone to it if you look at this little yellow card and says, are there any problems downtown you'd like to comment on? And indeed, there are a variety of comments that have come into the city council. You can check those records if you're interested. City council offices are open 8 to 5 every weekday with an hour closed at lunch, 12 to 1. And they're at 809 Center Street across from the main library, and you can go check out those records if you want, and correspondence to and from city council members if that's your bag. Also, some of this stuff is available in the library if you're, for example, interested in the agenda, city council agenda. We have an incoming call.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
It's Coral Rock.
Oh, okay. Well, this activist Coral Bloom.
Yes, I've been listening to the show.
Oh, good.
Are you saying The original decision to have the classical music was it based on city council generality, or was it the hospitality?
It was either based on a decision in the redevelopment agency, which is supposedly, to some extent, supposed to be under direction of city council, although they actually end up directing city council, or by the city council itself. That was the indication given by Terry Butler, the host, although he was reluctant to talk about it, particularly on tape. Terry is an African-American host who prides himself on being friendly with folks on the street and doesn't always seem to agree with the policies that the city council and the host and the Downtown Association have. The Downtown Association has a contract with the hosts to police the mall, though they don't call it policing. They call it, you know, being friendly and smiley and don't sit here and don't sit there and that person's selling marijuana and go get him and that sort of thing.
Where's the music being pumped from?
And music is being played in the host center and is being pumped from speakers above Juice WRLD, New Leaf Market, thereabouts.
Just that one speaker?
I believe so, yeah. I don't know how many. I've seen one of the speakers. And there's also a video camera up there, which at one time was surveilling people at the hippie planter, as has been done elsewhere on the mall, without apparently lots of objection from the community. I find it very objectionable that we have surveillance cameras in front of, on public sidewalks. You know, who listens to me, man?
Yes, that's what they say. They don't think anyone listens to you.
Certainly not. Well, you apparently were, so what do you got to say? Let me listen to you for a while.
We need the group that is very disturbed by this, to rally and form in a consensus of a plan to change what's happening, because we are being told what to think in a large way over the sound waves. We aren't able to think about what we would want to think, because we have to shop to the tune of the radio station, I believe. It's probably KBOC or...
You know, I don't know, and it's actually not the music that bothers me so much as the plan to fence off an area directly to target people who the city thinks is undesirable, or the downtown association, the city council thinks is undesirable, or the redevelopment agency. I mean, it's an attack on a particular segment of the community, and I'm not terribly, you know, the idea of trying to drive people away with the music is kind of amusing, you know, in a way, but driving them away with a fence and privatizing the sidewalk is far from amusing, because that means that it will drive them away. They can ignore the classical music, or they can appreciate the classical music, or they can contest the classical music with music of their own. But what they can't do is they can't sit where they were sitting if that area is now occupied by tables from Alibaba's Cafe and Sushi Now Cafe, and it's fenced off with an iron fence, as is going to be the case within 2 weeks.
Will that happen?
I'm afraid it's about to happen. According to the redevelopment agency employee I talked to last week, it's due to happen within 2 weeks. It's also, I've got that from the Downtown Association. You never can tell. They may not be accurate. It might be delayed. But it was passed on January 8th by the City Council.
Yeah. The music itself is okay, because it doesn't come through very well. No, it's not even very well. You can't really distinguish all of it. So,
you know what I've suggested is, you still there?
Yeah.
What I've suggested is that I mean, I don't think that the people who hang out there are that concerned about that particular spot. I mean, they are willing to, and will move on to another spot when it becomes too hot or when it becomes private property. I mean, they just will. They're not political activists. They're not, you know, their homes are not at stake. It's not their living room, and they don't live there, though they've been gathering there, and that's been a part of the public area they've used, and I think appropriately so in terms of their right to do it. And there have been some inappropriate behaviors by some people, just as there have been some extremely inappropriate behaviors by some of the merchants, like Ali Ka, who has repeatedly harassed young people for ranging from things to an activist chalking on the sidewalk and the sleeping ban, to somebody playing acoustical music, or even having a drum and lightly playing a drum at some distance from the cafe. I mean, Ali Ka is very possessive about public property, and apparently he's gotten the city council to ratify his sense of possessiveness by turning into a legal contract, an exclusive lease. So, you know, I think that one of the things that can be done is, of course, people could continue to I'm going to be tabling down there probably today if the weather stays nice, and I invite people to come down. We taped off the sidewalk a couple weeks ago. I mean, somebody did while I was sitting there and laid a kind of a masking taped area, which is where the fence is going to be. And there are still indications. If you walk by there, you'll see little bits of masking tape on the sidewalk. And that is sort of the outline of where that fence will be. All that area will be enclosed and private, which means that all the rest of the area, for 10 feet around it, from every building and from every inch of that fence, will be illegal to sit down at, in terms of sitting on the sidewalk, because there's the so-called downtown ordinances passed by Kennedy and Rotkin and so forth back in 94, which criminalize sitting down on the sidewalk, again, directed at folks that the police and the merchants want to get rid of, masquerading as laws to preserve civility, but actually they're gentrification laws, in my view.
So are the private company, the restaurants, paying for the fence?
No, the city is paying for the fence.
It sounds like another plan that got the state taxpayers paid for that huge sign that they voted to tear down, which is costing $20,000. The River Street, Welcome to Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I also think, sure, and I think the city is also giving massive funding to the Del Mar Theater's reopening, which essentially is going to profit George Au and Barry Swenson, although the community gets the use of the theater 36 days out of the year. Thank you very much. You know, I mean, It's pretty nasty stuff. I mean, it's pretty unfair stuff, and it's the usual that goes on when the community, you know, is too busy to keep its eye on what the City Council and the Redevelopment Agency and the Downtown Association are doing.
There's also these ploys to have all the establishments have licenses, or else they can't have any kind of music beyond the businesses around. I think it was Poet and Patriot, and there were, used to be Positively Front Street, which doesn't exist. they were forced to get licenses or else not have any music. So the other businesses around were upset because they had to pay their licenses, and it, so they thought it was unfair that the music establishments.
Well, that was Lieutenant Sapone's big deal to harass the cafes. And I think Crone, one of his rare successes, Mayor Crone, was able to beat that one back, and I want to commend him for that. Although, you know, he is in no way really significantly beaten.